Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. This is the third and final talk in the brief series which I titled Welcome to the Real World. In the first talk, we looked at a passage from Ephesians chapter 6 and noted that there's more to this world than meets the eye. There's the physical world which we see, but there's also the spiritual world which we cannot see. And they both interact and we have to cope with both. In the second talk, we looked at a parable in Matthew 13 and asked ourselves, what's going on in this world? And we discovered that while many activities are going on in the world we can see, there are activities in the unseen world, and God is causing the truth to be preached. The gospel of the kingdom, the gospel of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are many titles for it, but there's only one gospel, the gospel of the grace of God. That by the grace of God, you can be saved. You can be certain of going to heaven. You can have your sins forgiven if you commit your life to Jesus Christ, if you accept him as your Savior and Lord. But how will it all end? And in this talk, I want to read another parable which Jesus spoke that very same day. And it's recorded in Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30. Again, it was a parable that was not well understood, so the disciples asked the Lord to explain it to them, and I'll read the explanation in verses 36 to 43 of that same chapter. So Matthew 13 and verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. And here we are seeing those two worlds acting together. There's the physical world, men are living in it and getting on with their activities, but the truth is being proclaimed, some are accepting it, and you now have those who accept it and those who do not accept it living together. And you have the action of God causing the gospel to be proclaimed, but the action of Satan and his helpers trying to cause confusion. So here we have a parable about the seen world, the unseen world, and the end of the world, because the parable goes on to tell us about what will happen at the end of the world. Now, reading the explanation of the parable, in case you haven't grasped its truth, from verse 36 in Matthew 13. Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house. And his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the tares of the field." He answered and said to them, "He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man," that is, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, is causing the gospel to be proclaimed. He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, this world of human activities that we all are acquainted with. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, those who will inherit the eternal kingdom, those who are saved, Christians. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. And basically the world is divided into two sorts of people, those who are saved and those who are not. He goes on with the explanation, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. So there's the unseen world and the evil part of the unseen world. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. So how will it all end? The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels, God's servants. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. The Lord wants us to understand. And after his parables, he makes that statement, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." May your ears be open to hear the truth of these things. The word of God is being preached. The gospel is being proclaimed. People are reacting to it in different ways. At the end of the age, when this world is coming to an end, there will be a judgment. The Lord will come back. The Lord will judge everyone, one by one. And those who have accepted him, those who are Christians, those who are the good seed, those who are the wheat, those who have borne fruit, they will enter into his eternal kingdom. Those who have rejected the gospel, those who have spent their lives just taken up with the affairs of this life and have been caught up in sinfulness and been deceived by the devil, they will have eternal judgment. What a sad end. You do not want that to happen to you. You want to hear those words from the Lord spoken in a different scripture, a different part of Matthew's gospel, Matthew 25, "Enter in to the joy of your Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. Now enter my kingdom." It will all end in a judgment. There's more to this world than meets the eye. What is going on in this world? The gospel is being proclaimed, and you have your opportunity of accepting it. How will it all end? There will be a judgment, and you will be judged on the basis of whether you have accepted the Lord or not. Welcome to the real world. This is the truth from the Word of God. May you react to it in a way that means you will be in God's kingdom. May the Lord bless you. Amen.